I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, December 9th. Repairs will be taking place today to a water main break in Quincy. Pipe burst at Belmont Street and Holbrook Road right near the Montclair Elementary School just after 1:30 this morning. Quincy Water Department repair crews will be on scene along with a police detail for most of the day today. Well, no vote was taken last night on next year's property taxes in Quincy. The City Council opted to wait until next Monday night's meeting to vote on whether to adopt separate tax rates for residential and commercial property because the actual tax rates were not yet available from the administration. During the public hearing, some residents did suggest that the city look at taxing large residential developments as commercial property, and others suggested implementing a residential tax exemption for owner-occupied homes. The administration has submitted a presentation showing that 85% of the property taxes paid in Quincy are paid by residential property owners. The city said it would have the actual tax rates available for next Monday night's meeting. Mayor Thomas Koch has said there will be a modest tax increase next year. An anti-ICE nativity scene will remain outside of a Dedham Catholic church for now, despite a call from the Archdiocese of Boston to remove the display. The Reverend Stephen Jasoma said in a news conference yesterday, he and other parish leaders at St. Susanna have been waiting for an opportunity of dialogue and clarity with Archbishop Richard Henning before reaching any final decisions. However, Terry Donlin, spokesperson for the Archdiocese, said he didn't know of any planned conversation with the Dedham Parish. In the controversial display, a sign reading "ICE was here" replaces the figures of the Virgin Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus in the manger. The Archdiocese released a statement last week calling for the display to be removed and the manger restored to its proper sacred purpose. But the Reverend and other parish leaders defended the display. Jasoma, who has created nativity scenes for years with messages about mass shootings, global warming, and immigration, called out President Trump yesterday. Parish leaders said the vast majority of feedback from the community has been positive, and the church has even gained some new parishioners because of the nativity scene. A Rockland man was sentenced in federal court in Boston this week for being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm and ammunition. 40-year-old Lamont Boswell was sentenced to 83 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. In September, Boswell pleaded guilty to one count of unlawfully possessing a firearm and ammunition while being a convicted felon, as well as violating the terms of his parole. In April, while conducting a wellness check on Boswell, who appeared to be passed out in the driver's seat of his parked car, police found a pistol inside the vehicle. The recovered firearm was a Smith & Wesson semi-automatic handgun loaded with 9mm rounds of ammunition in the magazine and one in the chamber. At the time of the offense, Boswell was under federal supervision after being convicted in 2021 of being a felon in possession of a firearm. He was sentenced to 57 months in prison and 3 years probation. In that case, he was also found to have illegally possessed a loaded firearm while driving his vehicle. The case is part of Operation Take Back America, a nationwide initiative to crack down on illegal immigration. Testimony resumed yesterday in the Brian Walsh murder trial after a weekend off. Walsh of Cohasset charged with murdering his wife Anna in early 2023. The first week of testimony ended with jurors seeing a photo of a blue and white carpet folded in pieces and stained. The rug appeared to be the same one Anna was seen lounging on in another picture. Yesterday, the jury saw security video from a hardware store showing Brian Walsh buying buckets, a mop, rags, Clorox, and a hacksaw. It was one of multiple clips from several surveillance cameras prosecutors used to create a timeline of where Walsh was on January 1, 2023, when he told everyone his wife had left for Washington, D.C. Another video captured Walsh at Lowe's in Weymouth few days later with one of his young sons, helping him scan several items at the register. Patricia Patterson, an employee at Walgreens in Cohasset, also shared that store surveillance video showing Walsh there. The next video the jury saw was Walsh taking a trash bag from his SUV and bringing it to a dumpster behind a liquor store he frequented in Swampscott. Other video showed Walsh shopping at Lowe's in Danvers, bagging items at Stop and Shop in Swampscott and the CVS in Danvers. A hacksaw the jury saw Walsh buying earlier in the day came up again when a forensic scientist took the stand and explained he tested the saw, knife, and other tools connected to the case. The jury expects at least 2 more weeks of evidence before the case will go to the jury. South Shore residents are being asked to be on guard after a coyote followed a dog walker. Yesterday morning, that person was walking their dog on Levitt Street, Crest Farm, and Pope's Lane in Hingham. Hingham police reminded residents to keep their dogs on their leashes, secure their food sources, and supervise children. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are down, the Dow dropping 215, the NASDAQ lost 32, and the S&P fell 23. Europe's markets were mixed, Asian shares were down, the dollar rose, the euro is up, oil at $58 a barrel. Sports: Bruins are in St. Louis tonight at 8. Forecast from the National Weather Service, partly cloudy and a high 30 degrees for tonight. Clouds and a low 24. Scattered showers tomorrow, high of 46. Thursday, partly cloudy, high 37. Sunday on Friday with a high of 34. For the boater, waves about a foot, a west wind at 5 knots, becoming southwest later today, high tide 2:31 p.m. Sunrise 7:01, sets at 4:11. Traffic note, Four River Bridge is due up at noon. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, December 9th.